For Various Reasons, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic rated for general audiences, featuring the friendship between Leon and Merlin. Leon could see the tired circles under Merlin's eyes. With an illness running rampant through the town and the castle both, Leon knew Gaius was overwhelmed and leaning more heavily on Merlin than normal. It was just pure bad luck that it also coincided with a visit from a lord whose support Arthur needed to help end some trouble along Camelot's one border, which meant Merlin was also constantly running after Arthur or serving at a meeting or feast. All of that led to a clearly exhausted Merlin. Judging by the looks Arthur sent Merlin's way a few times, the king saw it too. Unfortunately, some of the visiting lord's men had trained with them that day, and they clearly weren't the types to understand Arthur showing concern for a servant. As they entered the armory, Arthur caught Leon's eye before letting his gaze flicker over to Merlin. If there was one thing Leon prided himself on, it was being able to figure out how to fulfill his king's wishes, even when Arthur couldn't say them aloud. Fortunately, this time it was easy. He'd long had a reputation for preferring to look after his own weapons and armor, so no one would be surprised when he declared he was going to stay back. If that meant he could ease Merlin's burden by helping with the others' gear, no one but them needed to know. Gawain, Elian, and Percival helped each other remove the limited armor they'd worn for training and set it all in their dedicated spots in the armory. For a moment, Gawain hesitated before putting his training sword away, but Merlin quietly assured him it was all right. Leon grimaced and mentally made a note to speak to Arthur about assigning a servant to the Round Table Knights. They'd all balked at the idea before, and Leon understood why, but it really wasn't fair to put all this on Merlin. As the king's manservant, Merlin really shouldn't have been caring for all of their weapons and armor anyway. He only did it because that was just the sort of person he was. "I'll see you at the Privy Council meeting this afternoon, sire," Leon said, pointedly reaching for a rag to clean his own armor. One of the visiting knights stared at him in confusion. Fortunately, Arthur replied quickly, "Of course, Leon, I know how particular you are about all this." In short order, the others were heading out the door, with Gawain loudly explaining to their visitors that Leon's just like that, waste of time to argue with him. Leon rolled his eyes, but he did so with fondness. He knew Gawain understood the plan. "You really don't have to stay and help," Merlin told him. Leon smiled softly. "Merlin, you've been run off your feet the last few days, and I actually enjoy this part, so I don't mind." Merlin smiled gratefully. "This isn't the first time you've stayed to help, but you've never really explained why," Merlin pointed out. "I mean, you've said you just like taking care of your own things, but..." Filling in the remaining words was simple enough. It was out of the ordinary, especially for a knight of Leon's rank. As they set to work, Leon started to explain. "When I was a squire, I found it very satisfying to watch my knight train and patrol using gear that I was responsible for maintaining. It was a point of pride for me that he never had reason to find fault in my work. It was only reasonable, then, that I extend that same care to my own weapons and armor as I trained, and then was knighted. For various reasons, I never had a permanent servant or squire myself, so I kept doing it all myself." Merlin nodded thoughtfully. "I guess I can see that. I know it's a major part of a squire's job." He paused, then asked, "Why don't you have a squire? I would think someone in your position would." Leon smiled ruefully. "I do want to eventually train one, at least. It's a point of honor on both sides, and largely considered part of a knight's duty. But I don't think I have enough time to devote to training one right now. It wouldn't be fair to the squire." Merlin inclined his head. "Arthur does certainly keep you busy too," Merlin agreed, as he set aside the piece of armor he'd finished polishing. Reaching for the next piece, he added, "Does it, I don't know, make a knight look bad to not train a squire?" Leon made a so-so gesture. "Not all men are good teachers, Merlin, and that is a fact well known. In cases like mine, it's considered that service to the king is the knight's higher duty. If in another few years the others of Arthur's inner circle don't, well, that could start looking bad. But we have time." They fell into a companionable silence as they continued to work. Merlin's eyes widened several long minutes later when something occurred to him. Can you imagine Gawain training a squire? Wincing, Leon shook his head. He's a great fighter and would have much to teach a student, Leon pointed out. Perhaps in a few more years, he'd be good at it. Now, I don't think that he's disciplined enough for it, nor do I think he would trust himself to be a good teacher. Considering this for a moment, Merlin agreed. If he decided he wanted to do it, I think he'd figure out what he needed to do, Merlin replied. But you're right, I don't think he's there yet. Cocking his head to the side, Merlin asked, Do kings normally train squires? I don't remember Uther having any since I arrived. Leon nodded. Usually, yes. Uther didn't have many once Arthur was born, and he didn't take on any after Arthur started training. It could be why Arthur hasn't shown much interest yet, though truthfully, he and I haven't discussed it. With a grin, Merlin admitted, Having someone to help with this part of things, and on hunts and patrols, would be rather nice. Patting his shoulder sympathetically, Leon smiled. I can only imagine, Leon replied. Either one of us needs to take on a squire, or we need a servant for the rest of the Round Table Knights. You take on too much. We all ask too much of you. Merlin slumped a little. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't tired. Gesturing to the slowly growing pile of cleaned armor, he added, I really do appreciate the help. Leon smiled softly. You do so much for all of us, far beyond your usual duties or what anyone could expect of you. You deserve more appreciation than any of us give you. Merlin stared at Leon in shock. I know none of us say it enough, Leon started, as he reached for one of the last pieces of armor. But we do see everything you do. Later, Merlin would blame his exhaustion for his response, but he wouldn't regret it. I thought you all just expected it, Merlin admitted as he picked up the last piece. I'm just a servant. Wincing, Leon replied, I won't lie and say I don't have opinions on the proper roles between servants and nobles and knights, though I can admit they've changed some in the last few years. But you're not just a servant, Merlin. You're our friend. If you were just a servant, you'd do what your job says and nothing more. You wouldn't go out of your way to do things for all of us despite only being Arthur's servant. You wouldn't joke with us and share stories with us. You wouldn't go above and beyond in service to Arthur. You care, far more than you would if you were only a servant. Ducking his head, Merlin smiled softly. Thanks. I think of you all as my friends too, but it's nice to hear that you feel the same. Leon put a hand on his shoulder once more and offered a comforting smile. They lapsed into silence again as they finished up and turned to put the armor away. Leave the training swords for now, Leon ordered. I'll get someone else to take care of them later. Smirking, he said, I'm sure there are a few senior squires who will be happy to get the bragging rights for being allowed to clean and polish the king and his inner circle's training swords, and technically, I have the authority to assign such duties. Merlin raised a brow. Really? They'd want to do it? Leon laughed but nodded. I'm not joking. They'll brag about it for weeks. Shaking his head, Merlin muttered, You knights are strange. Leon just laughed again, but didn't argue. They put away the clean armor, and Merlin sighed. I suppose I should go see if Arthur needs anything before the Privy Council, Merlin muttered. Leon put an arm around Merlin's shoulders. Arthur won't expect you for some time yet. We're going to get something to eat, and you're going to just sit and rest for a while. If he has a problem with it, he can take it up with me. But he won't. Merlin let himself lean against Leon a little. Maybe just this once, Merlin murmured. I'm really tired. Leon nodded. And we all noticed. Come on, let's get you fed and sitting down. It could have been embarrassing, but Merlin saw the gentle sincerity in Leon's eyes. For just a little while, he could lean on a friend. The end.